He feared its sway, but it paid him no heart. So he needed a pathway to guide his start. And then came a thing with red in its eyes. He needed to trust and ignore all its lies. It promised him much, but its eyes bore malice. To pick up the broken, yet never be famous. To never be known for the hearts he inspired. To be forever alone. To not be desired. There once lived a man with barely a name, who faded into a world that he never changed. He wandered from one place and walked to another, remembered by no one but what of his brother.
"In the hospital with your mum," her father answered. "Now we'll go there so you can see her." After a short drive, Alice was finally able to hug her mum again. Alice rose on her tiptoes to look inside the pram. There was a large doll with a tuft of blonde hair, pink cheeks and a cute white onesie. The little girl tried to touch her new doll, but instead of remaining motionless, she opened her eyes and stared at Alice.
"Her name's Martina. You can call her Little Sister."
When the family returned home with the baby, Alice was not at all happy with her role as Big Sister. Martina was crying constantly. The house was in disorder, and her parents never had time to play with her. Are they still taking the drink? Or is it taking them? My words aren't scientific, like my approach to alcohol hasn't been. It took me years to understand the true state of my relationship with it. It endured years of pain, doubt, stress, negativity, bravery, reality and truth. I've done years of self-realization and self-education involving lots of aha or oh fuck, why couldn't I have seen that before moments. The aha moments came when not drinking and learning about alcohol. The oh fuck moments were during drinking.